From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. President Bush this morning called for a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. This is some of what he said.
After more than two centuries of American jurisprudence and millennia of human experience, a few judges and local authorities are presuming to change the most fundamental institution of civilization. Their actions have created confusion on an issue that requires clarity.
President Bush speaking at the White House this morning. We're going to our partners at Slate Magazine for legal and political analysis in a few minutes. First, though, to the White House and Capitol Hill. NPR's Don Gagne, White House correspondent, will begin with you. Can you fill out the president's remarks, please?
Interestingly, the president began by mentioning Bill Clinton. He cited the Defense of Marriage Act, passed 8 years ago and signed by President Clinton. That act defines marriage as between a man and a woman, but President Bush says that law, while good, is not strong enough. It could still face legal challenges, he says. It could be overturned at some point. He says it's possible that if one state legalizes gay marriage, that courts in another state could force that state to recognize laws passed elsewhere. Those are the things he says he's concerned about today, and he says a constitutional amendment will address that. Ultimately, though, as we just heard him say, he said that some clarity needs to be brought to the question of what is the institution of marriage in this country.
This has been a growing issue, Don. The president has said that he's been thinking about it. He's been asked about the issue several times in recent weeks. He says he's studying it. Any word at the White House as to why he's acting now?
He did tip his hand a bit last week, too, saying he was troubled by what he was seeing in San Francisco. Events in Massachusetts where that Supreme Court, state Supreme Court ruling came down recently in San Francisco have created a sense of urgency, according to the White House. It demonstrates, they say, how marriage is at risk, and if what's happening in individual states and cities isn't challenged, it can create uncertainty and lead to an erosion of the institution that can't be stopped. But there are also political considerations, big ones here. It is an election year. The president has been pressured by his conservative supporters to get behind this kind of an amendment. He has done that. The White House says it's a principled decision. The Bush campaign also hopes that this energizes their base and puts Democrats on the spot. The two leading Democrats say they oppose gay marriage, but also oppose amending the U.S. Constitution to limit marriage to a man and a woman. So those are the lines.
So just briefly, any idea what Mr. Bush, what the administration is going to do to try to get this done?
He kind of throws his weight behind the issue is what he does here. Technically, he plays no official role in the process. He doesn't get to vote or ratify or anything, but he has called on Congress to act. You need a two-third vote in the House, two-thirds in the Senate. Then it goes to the states. You need three-fourths of the states to ratify it, 38 states in all. So it's a long process. But again, the more immediate impact, I think, will be how it plays out in this election year.
All right. Well, we're going to go to Capitol Hill now. NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. Thank you, Don.